With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Governor Greg Gianforte announced today the state awarded $4.5 million to 14 forest projects meant to bolster the timber industry, restore forest health, and reduce wildfire risk. MTPR's Nick Mott reports.
The projects funded fall under the Montana Forest Action Plan, a new document that will guide forestry in the state for the next decade. The state received applications for 47 projects, and the 14 winners range in size from 1 acre to in the thousands. The projects are mostly in western Montana, but span all the way out to Carter County in the far southeastern corner of the state. In terms of forestry, the projects run the gamut, from fuels reduction in the wildland-urban interface to cutting down trees farther out in forests to restoring non-forested ecosystems. Here are a couple examples. Sean Claffey, one of the winners and conservation coordinator for the Southwest Montana Sagebrush Partnership in Dillon, said the funding will supercharge their efforts on more than 3,000 acres to restore sagebrush steppe by removing pines, which have expanded into the ecosystem, in large part due to a century of putting out fires.
This is going to allow us to really scale up and really maximize the value of investments that have been made over the last 3 or 4 years here in Southwest Montana.
Claffey said the group requested about $450,000 to pay for the work. In most of the project area, he said the group will work with the Bureau of Land Management to conduct prescribed burns after the trees have been removed. But in part of it, Claffey said the state's funding will help fuel innovation in building a market for smaller diameter trees that would ordinarily be too thin to earn a profit from mills. The funding will also enable another project, called Wildfire Adapted Missoula, to treat more than 700 acres of forest near the Potomac Valley. There's a patchwork of land ownership there, including private and the Nature Conservancy.
But that's the nice part about this grant, is it's treating everyone's side of the fence.
That's Michael Alberton with the BLM. He said the interagency team requested just shy of $400,000. Trees in the area are young, thin, and dense, and ordinarily wouldn't have much commercial value. So Alberton said the project will be a testing ground for a forest product that utilizes those thin trees and slash called biochar.
And we're hoping that this demonstration of the biochar will hopefully get some sort of biochar industry going in western Montana.
Mike Garrity with the conservation group Alliance for the Wild Rockies said the projects awarded funding are a mixed bag. He said he fully supports some of the projects on the docket, but others that prioritize cutting down trees away from homes, he said, are
just subsidizing commercial logging.
The federal government also contributed $500,000 to the pool of funding. The state prioritized work that goes across ownership boundaries, rather than on only state, federal, or private land. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.